Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm tackling your sex questions with porn star Joanna Angel. Topics include best tips for getting started with anal play and why you just might need to take your time to reach orgasm. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com because you know there's a lot you can do there. You can easily subscribe to the podcast. You can ask us a question. Go to the Ask Emily tab. That's the easiest way to do it. Send us a question. You can follow us on all social media because I feel like that's like a second job that I actually really like doing. So check that. I like the stuff too. I'm saying I like all my jobs. But check it out if you ever want to see what happens, what's happening in the office, what's happening in my life. Obviously, at Sex with Emily across the board, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, facebook.com/sexwithemily. Don't miss our weekly newsletter. I've told I give really good newsletter. And that just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. So sign up for that. And our blogs and all that stuff. And welcome to everybody to the show. I have to say that it's kind of been amazing the last few months. We have so many new listeners. It's crazy. It's like, I mean, really, we've had the largest influx of listeners that we've had in a long time. So welcome to all my new subscribers and listeners. And thanks for telling your friends about the show and listening to the podcast and being part of the Sex with Emily family. I'm excited for my special guest today. She's so special. She hasn't been here in months. She's adorable and hot. Just check out my Instagram after this to see pictures. Because when this airs, our snaps will be gone because we are doing some sexy snaps now. We're getting naked and stuff. So I'm sorry you missed that. But I'm with Joanna Angel. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how are you? It's good to be back.
It's good to see you. Joanna Angel is amazing. She's an award-winning performer, writer, director in the adult industry. She's well-known. This is your official bio.
It's my official bio.
For being the creator of burningangel.com. Pornography site, catering. This is from one of your last shows. Catering to alternative and punk rock tastes. How would you introduce yourself, Joanna Angel, if you had to do it on your own?
If I had to do it on my own, I'm Joanna Angel. I'm a director and a porn star. I call myself a porntrepreneur.
Porntrepreneur. Yeah. I love it. You are a porntrepreneur.
Yeah. Right. I kind of do like a little of everything in the adult industry, and I don't know. Just that's me.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy you're here. And sometimes you've co-hosted the show, which is kind of what we're doing today. I've got a lot of questions from the emails, listeners, I want you to help me with. We're
going
to be talking about.
I'm happy to help.
You know, May, Masturbation Month.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Yeah.
Every month is masturbation month to me.
Exactly. Well, that, right?
Yeah.
So for a lot of us, it is. It's a big part of my life, your life. We are doing, this month though in particular, we are kind of enforcing. We're making people masturbate. I'm enforcing you all to masturbate because it's so good for you.
It's very important, actually. I think a lot of people forget to masturbate. Women forget to masturbate.
Exactly, right?
Most particularly, yeah.
Do you? Okay, but you have a lot of sex, your day job. And then you have a boyfriend you live with, right?
Not as much. Well, husband now.
Husband. But, you got married when?
I got married. I got married on Halloween.
Oh, my God.
I did, yeah.
Congratulations.
At the ripe young age of 35.
Yeah. Well, right. You guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys have been together a while.
On Halloween in Vegas. I planned it in about a week.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We got married by the Grim Reaper.
You did?
In like zombie makeup and stuff. Yeah, it was really
cool.
Oh
my God. How else would you do it though?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay, so you have a husband. Do you still do you find time to masturbate?
Yeah, and I actually, I want everyone to know I probably don't have as much sex as people think I do, because I actually do get very busy.
Right.
I only shoot. A lot of people think, okay, you're a porn star. That means you're in a porn 24/7, and unless you take like a small break to go to the bathroom and eat, that means you're literally in a porn. Like I own a company, I direct, I produce, I direct a lot more than I shoot these days. So I'm probably only actually on film, like 2 or 3 days out of the month, and sometimes some months go by where I'm not on film at all. I just film other people. And sometimes I get really busy, but I forget to masturbate a lot. Sometimes I'll be like really cranky, I'll be in a really bad mood, and then I'm just like, what's wrong with me? Why am I being such a bitch? And then like I'll masturbate and I'm like, that's why.
Exactly.
I needed to masturbate. And there's something very special about being able to get yourself off and not, I think a lot of women, they forget that they can get themselves off. They think that they have to find somebody else to please them, whether it's a man or a woman. However you identify yourself and whatever gender you're attracted to, I feel like a lot of women, they get in the habit of being very codependent, and they're like, I'm horny, I need to find someone to give me attention and get me off. And it's like, you can do it yourself.
It's
important. And whether you're married, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, I think it's very important for women to masturbate. I wish I started earlier. I think it would have fixed a lot of my... my crazy childhood,
I know.
Or maybe I wouldn't say childhood,
early
adulthood. I think I would have been a much more confident person, and a lot of my issues when I was younger based out of just feeling weird in my own skin, and I think it could really help. So it's a strange thing. I don't have kids or anything, but how do parents say masturbate? That's a creepy thing to say to your kids.
This is the problem. I didn't either masturbate until I was 20.
I don't even think of it as a sexual dirty thing. It's about confidence and
understanding your body.
Knowing your body, exactly. I did not know my body at all until I was probably 23 years old, basically a blob connected to my head.
How most women, a lot of women are walking around the planet feeling like, well, I'm dressing sexy or I want attention from men. I feel sexy, but there's a total disconnect from their body.
And then when they have sex with someone, they don't know what to say or what to do because they don't even know what's getting themselves off. They're just kind of flopping around waiting for the other person.
To take
control, or they're trying to mimic what they see in pornos or this and that, and they're just not... I just don't have, masturbation really does build confidence. I strongly believe that.
Yeah, I know. And it's a release. And it's, I feel like the same thing. Even though it's literally my job to masturbate, whereas I have people sending me toys and products that I want to try to see if I like them. And if I like them, I want to tell my listeners that I like them. And they're lined up sometimes. I'm like, I've got six toys to try.
More toys.
Yeah. You do? Do you want a toy for? I'll give you a toy.
Can you give me some toys?
Of course, dude. You would never, don't leave here empty handed. Yeah. I know we both like the magic wand. We've talked about that,
right? We do. Everybody likes the magic wand.
Well, yeah, magic wand's a given, but I've got some new goodies for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm going to try some toys. I'm going to use them, and I'll just plug it now, even though I'll plug everything later. I do all the pornos, all the movies I direct is on burningangel.com, but I started an OnlyFans page, which I'm kind of relentlessly promoting, which I know is annoying everyone, but OnlyFans.com/JoannaAngel.
You're talking faster than I am, which is kind of awesome, because I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you get it. OnlyFans.com/JoannaAngel, but it's on topic because I have been masturbating on there almost every day, and it's been great because now I don't forget to masturbate. And my husband is actually happy. He's like, this is really great. You're so much more relaxed now.
It's so true.
So I've been just every day I've just been like turning it on and masturbating on there. And sometimes
how are you
people
tell me about your masturbation routine. Wait, that cuts me to what I was saying.
Oh,
before you answer that question, I'm doing a special contest this month for Masturbation Month. Lest you need more motivation to masturbate, if you email me your favorite masturbation routine, like if you have a special ritual, a toy, music, like you have a whole thing that you do, or even if it's a little thing you do, I want to hear how you masturbate.
I want to hear.
Email me feedback at sexwithelmy.com. If you're over 18 and you submit your email before midnight on May 31st, you'll be eligible to win a Sex with Emily Masturbation Month prize. We'll be selecting four winners based on your emails. I'll be judging it along with my trusty team and getting you very pleasing, pleasurable, delicious packages. Okay, so what is your masturbation routine? Maybe we can inspire some people for a new one.
It's nothing crazy.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like, right. For me, I'm like, is it charged? I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Lube, you know, right. I just use my fingers, you know. I rub my clit like really hard.
Really That's hard? Really do you warm do. It? Do you use lube?
No. I just stick my fingers in my mouth. Maybe I should use lube.
You should.
I should use
okay,
lube.
Okay. You're leaving here with some
with
lube.
Some lube. Okay.
Yeah. Because saliva sometimes... You don't know where it's...
It's true. Some you're right. You're right.
Right, yeah. Just, no lube. And also, your clitoris doesn't self-lubricate. So I know true. We need the lube for our mouth.
Yeah. No, I have used lube before, and it always feels really good. And I'm like, I should do this next
time. I love that I'm giving you tips. Yeah. No, this is amazing. So we're going to give you some lube. I'm going to give you... I'm trying to think what I could give you. Like, have you tried the womanizer yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
so, you know, I try to tell people all the time. I'm not like a sex... I know. Expert. I'm a porn expert. I'm pretty good at doing porn. I'm not the best, dude. But I'm pretty damn
You're pretty
good.
Pretty damn good
at doing porn.
She built an empire.
But I'm not like I don't know. You know, like I've
two
I'm
Jewish
not a
girls
sex
walk
expert.
Into a bar.
I know it
One's
sounds
a porn
like
star.
It should, yeah, no, it sounds like it should be the same thing, but it's actually not.
No, I get it. No, dude, but you yeah. in many ways you know a lot about sex. Yeah. Expert. You,
yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
joking about the lube thing. I mean, yeah. of course.
No, it's, I'm always taking tips lube. From people.
Yeah. So we'll give you some lube. Yeah. The point is, yeah. So for me, it's like I did. But going back to the stress relief, I call it procrasturbation because typically I'm procrastinating about something around the house. I'm like, I'm just going to masturbate first.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
And I should work out. So I'm going to masturbate. I should write this quote.
I want to masturbate.
And then I do.
Great.
Feels so great. And then time goes by sometimes, and it's happening recently. Had like a stressful few months, not the whole few months, but certain pockets of time where I've been like dealing with stuff, and I just feel like masturbation just
we'll
was off the table.
Right.
And then I did, and I was like, oh my God, I think it's been a month since I've masturbated. For me, that's, you know,
no, that's a long time.
I was
yeah.
like, whoa, it was like this huge release, and I felt like the birds were chirping, like if it was a cartoon, like there'd be all these animals following me and singing, kind of like, you know, Snow White or whatever one it was. I felt like so happy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we got to release it and we got to do it. I yeah. felt like there was like, oh, the birds
just
were singing.
Do it. Sometimes even when my husband's like asleep, I like just masturbate. And he hears me sometimes and he likes it. He thinks it's hot. He's
right.
like, oh, that's
Does
so
he wake
cool.
up and he's like?
Sometimes, most of the time he doesn't, you know, he's a very deep sleeper.
Right.
But he'll tell me the next day, like, oh, you were masturbating. I'm like, I just had, it had to be done.
Yeah. And, you know? And let's talk about, I get a lot of questions from people all the time who are like very confused by their partner's masturbation. We've already said how healthy yeah. it is here, but just to reinforce the fact that totally normal. Your husband was like, why are you masturbating without me? Because we all need that release on our own
yeah.
for many reasons. It's good for your health. It's good for your mind. It's good for, you know, understanding
it's true.
Your body.
I guess I'm not as, I think, I don't know. I masturbate a lot, but if I do see my husband masturbating, I'm like, what the fuck?
You do?
What's wrong with me? Huh?
Do you do that?
I do. I do.
Dude, this is what we're telling women not to do.
Oh, okay. Well, I do it.
You get mad at him?
I do.
Because what? You're like, okay. Because you're every.
But
you're
you know,
like,
I have to say my husband.
No.
My husband actually doesn't masturbate that much because he does porn. So
right,
between doing porn and satisfying me.
But do you really
I don't
feel like that sperm could have been mine? Or
yeah,
what do you feel?
I do.
Are you trying to get
I
pregnant?
Do. No.
Okay.
No.
Just like in general, you
yeah,
feel
I
like.
I just want it because I'm a bitch.
Right. So you're like, how dare you yeah. masturbate without me? Because I would have had sex with you right now. But
yeah.
you understand then for men that
it.
They need that release
no,
on their own
I understand.
As well. Stress
and
reliever.
My husband, he does porn. So it's totally different.
That
you
is
know?
So
his,
funny.
His sperm schedule, it, people don't understand how difficult it is to date. You know, like
tell
a male
me about
performer,
that.
You know, like it's a whole thing, you know, because if he's.
But you were the performer first.
I
and
was.
Then
I got
him
in the industry.
You pushed
and then,
him in, and
then
now
I'm
it's
like,
annoying.
Yeah, and now it's the sex isn't annoying, and I love our life. You know, like it's fun, but sometimes, like I mean, the sex he has on camera is not what it, you know. But it's just it's the scheduling that I kind of forgot about because I guess this is my second time with a, you know, I dated another male performer for a really long time, and yeah, I kind of forgot about this part, you know?
Right.
But it's like, it's pretty common, you know, when a man, I don't know how many, most people don't know this, when a man has to come on camera, you know, like he can't have wild sex the night before.
Right.
He just can't. Some of them can. It's rare.
Right. My Maybe if they're 20.
Well, yeah, exactly. Maybe if they're 20 or they're just, right. I don't know. I find that Europeans are like born with a different sexual chemical
I'm
makeup and they're
Europe.
Capable of doing anything. I don't know. It's just different.
Right.
But even some of that. But for the most part, you know, like he can't have a wild night of sex the night before.
And it's like baseball players too, right?
Exactly. You usually don't know your schedule till the day before. It's pretty common for a director to be like, oh, your call time tomorrow is this. It's rare for a right. porn director to actually give you your info a week before. So it's kind of like as soon as we know his info the next day, we have to like schedule our sex. is funny sometimes, you know, so if he's got to be on set at 8 o'clock in the morning, like, we're not going to be able to bone the night before, but and we'll know that like if he has to be on set at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day after that, we'll know that like we have to have sex as soon as he gets home from work that day, or it's probably
because
not going
to
happen.
Like, right?
Yeah, he kind of needs like a good 12 hours to like refill the tank,
that makes
you
sense.
Know, or like we'll have sex. I mean, we've gotten kind of creative. Like a lot of it's just like he can't come. You know, so a lot of times he'll go down on me for a while.
Oh,
and we'll,
perfect.
And we'll have
like I know you can't come, but
yeah, but I can.
Right.
So like we'll have sex for like. You know, for like until he's like almost there, and then we'll kind of stop, you know, and then he'll go down on me, and then we kind of switch around. People don't realize how much we sacrifice just so he
I'm
can
sure.
give the world
is
a beautiful
is
performance.
Is he on your site
you know?
As well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, we perform together and he performs.
Oh my God,
yeah.
That's hot.
It's a thing. It's really, it's like being an athlete, you know, it's
right.
different for women. We
can keep coming, coming, coming. I'm never like, oh, I've came too many times, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I could, like, 16 times.
Do whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's my question, especially during masturbation.
Yeah, sorry if
sorry,
I went
guys.
Off topic.
No,
I can dedicate
but,
a whole
here's
show
my
to
question
that.
For you,
anyway.
A quick question for you, is that I want to know, since he's, so you've been in porn for
yeah,
12
forever,
years,
yeah, 15
50 years,
yeah.
years, so he's new to porn.
He, yeah, he's about
but
2 years
But you've been
now.
Together for a while, so
yeah,
I'm
we've
wondering
been together for 5 years.
How he's changed sexually, or how your sex life has changed since he's gotten into porn, if at all.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, that is a way.
Besides that.
Yeah, besides the
mean
scheduling, we used to just
mean
fuck.
Pleasure.
I mean, I'm not going to be like, he knows it. He would, I made him more aggressive in bed, you know?
You taught him how to be more aggressive.
I did. I mean, I basically taught him how to fuck like a porn star before he even became a porn star, just for my own personal benefit,
give
because
me an
it's
example.
Kind of just what I need.
Right. Give me an example.
Really? When
fuck like a porn star, yeah. like how you, well, yeah, like a lot of
like, porn. Just a lot of like, the porn stars that I really like and that I connect with in scenes, you know, we give each other a lot of eye contact. We like talk dirty to each other a lot, you know, just a lot of like, just a lot of it just comes from confidence, you know? I'm just like, you know, when you're with someone in bed yep. and like, they don't really know what to do and they know it's like, just pick something and do it
okay,
and like commit
is,
to it.
Okay.
You know?
So wait,
like,
Joanna, I can't tell you how many men you're going to be helping in this moment.
Oh,
who
I
are
hope
so
I'm helping people.
No, listen to me. What I'm saying is I want to go back to this. You're saying that just pick it. So I think guys are going, do I take off her shirt now? Do I do this? You're
no,
like, I
yeah,
don't care what
let
you
let your body
do.
Guide you, you know, let your penis guide you, let your libido guide you. Like, just be like, oh, I really want to see her tits and grab her tits. Whether that means her shirt's on or her shirt's off, it doesn't matter. Like, if you want to grab her tits, just grab her tits, you know, like just kind of like let your body like guide you and just do it. You
what
know?
About
and
men
like,
who are so
and it's
worried
not
about consent
about,
and they're worried about women saying, you say
I mean,
grab,
yeah.
it could be touch.
It could be
it could
touch,
be if
yeah.
you've never touched
I mean,
her
look,
boobs, it could be just, a, but just focus on her boobs
right.
in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think once two people, I mean, that's a difficult thing because you don't want to violate any kind of consent, but you also don't want to be like overthinking that
well,
the
right.
entire
no,
time
I'm just trying to walk
sex.
The line here. So,
right.
But you remember,
so
Joanna's a porn, she knows what kind of yeah. sex she likes. But what you're saying is to guys, get out of your head and get into your body.
Yeah.
And just be like,
yeah.
if you want it, like tell her, even just tell her like, God, you're so hot and I want to grab you and then
yeah,
do it.
Then
she doesn't say no. And she's
yeah.
like,
yeah, obviously, once she says no, you stop, you know.
Right, but if she's think, like, wow, because I know for me,
like feel out the
like,
other you know person's energy. A lot of people think fucking like a porn star just means really long and really hard and really fast, but it's not necessarily. It's
what
the
does
intensity.
It mean? Okay, tell me.
I think it's the intensity. Like, I think for me personally,
yeah.
There's different types of porn scenes, and the ones that I'm always like, yes, that was amazing, whether I'm directing it or performing it, it's when you just feel this like really intense energy, this really intense physical connection, you know, which just like, and if that means two people are having really slow, passionate sex where they just can't stop kissing each other and the girl's like coming again and again and I don't know, and they're just very kind of close and like on top of each other the whole time, then that, you know, that would be what I mean. Or if the energy just kind of feels right for something more rough and, you know, and
it's hot. And
yeah, just like, just connect with the person, look in their eyes, you know.
And I
just
love that. Eye contact is so important.
It is.
And
it's,
I feel
really
like
important. You
a lot
know?
Of people are afraid of intimacy and they're like, the eye contact goes out the window.
Yeah. And you know what? I even say this when I'm directing porn scenes. When not everybody's like me. A lot of porn directors, they want to get like as many different positions as possible. Like, I'm like, if you guys are having fun in a position, just stay there. Like, the whole point is to have fun, you know?
Right.
Like, if you're having fun, it's going to be entertaining. And when you're having fun, you're going to make different noises and you're probably going to move around a little bit in that one position and you're going to say different things as opposed to like 3 minutes here, 3 minutes here, 3 minutes here.
Right.
No,
you're not like, really. So you're kind of letting them go with what's ever happening in the moment.
Yeah. Cause
you
I think
break
if,
that flow.
Yeah, I will break. If the flow is awkward, then I'll be like, okay, I'll try to force it to be more exciting by changing up positions or giving them ideas of what to say and stuff like that. I mean, it happens sometimes. You could be directing porn and two people are just, they're just not clicking or somebody's not in the mood that day. And then you're going to have to like go into faking it mode, which is fine. But if two people are really into it and they're having so much fun, like you don't have to tell them to like, to move around.
No, that's
around,
good.
You know?
That's good. You like that the energy and the chemistry.
Yeah,
and like,
it's
even
just
hearing you describe that.
But it's a physical chemistry, which is different than a mental. You know, you could connect.
How do you
really
create
strong
that physical chemistry with someone you don't know as a porn star?
I don't know. I mean, everybody's got their
so
own different like erogenous zones. You know, like I every time I'm with a partner in a scene, even if it's somebody I've worked with 100 times, even if it's with my own husband, you know, like, I kind of just like spend the first couple minutes like making out with them and just sort of like figuring out like what to do. Like when I'm giving them a blowjob, I'm like, okay, like, does the top feel better? Does the bottom feel better? Do hands feel better? Does spit feel better?
It's different for every guy.
Yeah, it's different. And it could be the same guy. It's different on every day of the week. You know, it could
That's
be
so true.
You know what I mean?
So you do kind of like a blowjob litmus test.
Yeah,
I want to understand
a blowjob
this
litmus test, a hand job litmus test. You know, like sometimes I'll just take my fingers and rub up and down their chest. You know, sometimes I'll kiss their neck. Sometimes I'll kiss their ears. And then some people, like I'm feeling a little more like submissive, you know, and I just kind of like be kissing them and I'll just like whisper in their ear, like just fucking take me and like treat me like a whore or something. And they'll just throw me down and then there's no litmus test. Then they're just going crazy on me if I'm getting that kind of vibe,
right,
you know?
Right. God, it's so fun.
It
Pick
is
your own
fun.
Sex.
Yeah. It's like, you know, but part of having sex is, you know, just being intuitive and paying attention to the other person. And a lot of that, you know, comes with experience and some of it just comes with age, you
right,
know?
Right. That's like, true, too. Experience and age is the same thing because a lot of my listeners, well, they're all different ages, but I do get a lot from people who are like starting out or trying to understand it. It's like,
yeah,
just pay attention.
Totally. Just pay attention and follow your own body. And it's like, you know, it's like singing a song together or something.
I
but it's masturbation month, so we should focus on the masturbation.
No, we're done with masturbation. No, you got it.
It was masturbation
month. Oh, we actually do have a story. I actually do have a note about masturbation month, a little thing about masturbation month saying that you should, this is our Sex in the News segment that we do, Sex in the News. Our business can start sanctioning masturbation breaks at work. In other words,
that's
masturbation, it could be
that's
a recommended,
weird,
totally normal thing. In businesses, can you imagine?
Like, if I had a regular job, I mean, even in my house, or I don't.
Yeah, your husband's not allowed to masturbate.
If my
what the
camera
hell?
Guy took a break to masturbate, I'd be really weirded out.
Right, you're like, did you use my towels in the bathroom?
If that's inappropriate on a porn set, then it's definitely going to be inappropriate anywhere else.
That's hilarious. Okay, so not there. But what they're saying is like, you know.
But what are they going to do? They're going to be a designated room?
I don't know how this is ever going to work. Like at the airport
like
when they have the smoking lounges?
I feel like I'm
the
type of person that should say, that's great. But I'm saying let's keep it
exactly
figure it out.
Pass it by the porn stars first. Okay, legislators, keep
that's
your
weird.
Keep Washington
that, you
out
know
of my
that's
pants.
That's going to lead to all sorts of sexual harassment suits.
No, but it's true.
It really
but the, okay, but here's I know. I mean, and here I feel like my job is like go home and masturbate, take a toy. That's
right.
Your job. But
yeah, if I mean, right here we're having a great conversation. I think you're very hot, and but if you just started masturbating right now, it would be kind of awkward
right,
in the room.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Like, it would be. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Michael's like been doing sound for a few months now.
Yeah.
And he's probably waiting for masturbation to happen. But so here's the thing. This is why it came out. If it says if you're already grossed out, which some people would be hearing about this, recent survey suggests that 30-40% of your office mates already masturbate while on the job. Your camera guy, He says he's going out to smoke a cigarette. He's masturbating, know, okay?
There's no way.
On your azalea bushes. Yeah. It says, you know, and then it says, they're not just doing because they're bored. So they're saying that a biological output while at work actually helps them be more productive and creative.
Are they going to have a special masturbation bathroom?
I don't know.
They can't do it by their desks.
No. Well, no, you can't, but I don't know where you go. Like,
and
you
then
need
in the bathroom,
a lot of antibacterial spray and stuff for your hands, extra tissues. But there's no research that says masturbation is bad for you. We all know it can prevent cancer, boost your immunity, improve your sex life. So should your office sanction it? This is never going to fly anywhere in the United States.
I think it should. And it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, as someone, like, I've done webcam shows and stuff, and I've talked to guys like, oh, I'm at my office at work. This is so wrong. And like, whatever. And, you know, and they want to like masturbate to me really quickly. And then they go on with their day. Like, and I get it.
You're fine. They're not on your payroll.
No, exactly. And that's fine. But if it was sanctioned by it, like, this is like nap
what
time.
If you don't feel like it? Right.
It's like nap time in kindergarten.
Right. You can do it your lunch break, whatever you want. But they say masturbation breaks should only be taken if they're motivated by stress relief and a genuine desire for a break, not if they're driven by intense lust. I don't know how you're going to discern between lusty
and
whatever.
Is this going to be like,
I'm just saying everyone should just masturbate this month.
Yeah,
mutual masturbation. Huge fan of mutual masturbation.
You can wake up in the morning and do it. You can do it in the shower. You could do it kind of while you drive.
You know what I realize? Exactly. I've been kind of doing these twofer things that I realize I have all these amazing toys, and most of them now are waterproof.
Right.
I'm going to give you some amazing ones.
I feel like my OnlyFans page, they must be getting bored of me just sticking my fingers inside me every day. I need to get more creative.
Well, probably not. I'm going to say no. But I've got, if you ever use any of the Weave vibe toys, like the Tango or the Touch,
clitoral. I've heard they're amazing. Yeah. But it's the ones they work with your phone, right?
Oh, yeah. They have ones that work with your phone, but they also have...
And then your partner can use it from like across the country,
Vibe.
Right?
I'll give you the sink, the Wii Vibe sink that you can use with your partner. But also just for you, I want you a clitoral one. Yeah. I'm going to give you the womanizer, which I call the clit whisperer, because it's kind of like simulates oral sex in a vibrator. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
It's like pleasure air technology. Yeah. Sucks your clitoris, like what we all want. And then I want to give you like some Wii Vibe, like a clitoral toy. Anyway, back to, that's your little goodie bag when you leave. Oh, I was going to say that a lot of toys are waterproof. And I realize that since I don't often have time, I'm too tired tonight to masturbate. Most people are too tired to have sex. I put in my shower now. I'm like, I'm showering, I masturbate. Like, it's done.
Exactly.
It's awesome. So I'll give you some of those. And now we're gonna answer some emails. So hang by. We're gonna give a shout out to our sponsors. I'm with Joanna Angel. You got to check out all of the amazing stuff she has. This is also going to be on our website. All of your ways to find you, burningangel.com.
Yeah, burningangel.com.
And we'll be right back. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and for listening. We'll be back with your emails. Thanks. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, now we're on to your emails. Have a question if you want me to answer on the show. I love it. Just submit your questions to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Ask Emily tab, fill out the form, hit submit. So easy. If you want to be called Joanna, we've been taking callers lately. It's been really fun. Next time you come on, we'll have some calls.
Oh, you can take callers.
Yes, it's really fun. We plan them ahead of time.
Some advanced shit.
It's going crazy here.
I can tell.
So people just check yes, and then we'll call you. So do that. Oh, when you send me an email, or however you do it, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. I was going to say you can also leave me a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. Ready for the emails? Dear Emily, after being with a few guys, I've noticed that it doesn't matter the size of a guy's penis or where we're having sex, whether it be the couch, the floor, or the bed. If I'm on top of him, either front facing or reverse cowgirl, his penis always slips out. It's always when it's getting good and I probably get carried away. But my question is, am I doing something wrong and how do I stop it from slipping out? Mandy, age 27, Australia. She's having some slippage. I'm thinking she's probably just doing a little too up and down and to do some more grinding.
She might actually be doing something wrong.
Oh, really? Okay, tell me. What's she doing wrong?
I mean, it could be like his penis might be like a little curvy and she's not like, she's kind of like going against the curve.
Oh, okay.
I've actually seen this happen a lot in porn movies. It's like sometimes the girls like try leaning back. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Sometimes when you lean back, it can really go all the way in.
Okay.
You know, it sounds like it's almost like going halfway in and then falling out.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So she should like, go forward. She should lean forward back, if it's a curvy penis.
Lean back.
When you're not facing
the guy.
Reverse cowgirl.
Right. I don't know why I always get this wrong. I've only been in porn for 15 years. You know,
because you don't even need the name. It's like a dance.
You lean back and then the guy can kind of fuck you.
Right.
Almost. You know what I mean?
You're leaning cowgirl.
Back. Like, you know, you're leaning back and the guy can be like,
Right. You know? See what she's doing.
Yeah. Like, so then he can kind of get deeper in you. I think he's like not going deep enough in you.
Right. And so how she can do that is by cowgirl lay back on his chest.
Yeah, lay back. Yeah, like put your arms back and like lay back. You know, not all the way back. Not like you're lying down, but just lean back. So his penis is kind of like sliding up into you in an angle.
Okay.
And then the other way, lean forward.
Right.
I think you need to like a 90 degree angle in your vagina.
Exactly.
She might be too much like
up and
going
down.
Straight.
Well, I think a lot of women look at missionary or not missionary. They look at cowgirl in reverse as going up and down. Because don't they do that in porn a lot, up and down, up and down.
Do.
But for me, even, I need more thrusting. I need more of the grinding.
Yeah.
And my clitoris, like, then if you're grinding back and forth, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I kind of think that's good, too. But
try and make sure, it might be the shape of his dick, but it's like, when you first do it, I go all the way up and all the way down, like, really slowly, you know, to make sure you're actually getting the whole dick inside of you.
Right, exactly.
You know
that's
I mean?
True, too. It might not already be there. It might not be fully hard.
Right, yeah.
But it could have a curve. That's
down.
A good point, too.
Yeah, I think she might have to angle herself a little bit.
Each, so she's saying it's reverse cowgirl and it's cowgirl. So, I would say that's a good point.
I have a feeling, I've watched this a million times where the girl does it and she gets into the groove and it slips out. And it gets into the groove and she slips out. It's because the dick's not, like, really fully in her.
Right.
And I can see it from the outside. I have special powers where I direct people having sex, you know. And I'm like, I know you think the dick's all the way in you, but it's really not. I can show you, you know.
Maybe his dick has never been in it. It's 3 inches longer than just the entire time.
Yeah.
Maybe his penis has never really been inside you.
It's like there's a hole and it's like kind of going in and falling out because she's like, she might be, you know, so she's
so
kinda
go
like,
slow, I think,
go
too.
Go slower, go all the way up, all the way down, all the way in, all the way out, and like get yourself in an angle where he can kind of fuck you too.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I think this is great. And I think that's great advice.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely does make sense. Like,
it makes sense in porn. So
and
then,
I think
you know?
that I think it would be slowing down, making sure that it's actually, you know, you've got it fit right. And also, I understand that's happening a lot and that can be annoying, but really it's kind of normal that sometimes it just slips out.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't
say,
I've
seen it happen.
Yeah, it happens.
I mean,
use it. You could also use his penis to like stimulate your clitoris.
Right.
Use your hands to put it back in.
Yeah.
Make sure that I think when you're using your hands to guide it in, you're going to know if it's in the right position. That's very helpful. Thank you, Joanna. Okay. Now we've got another email for, and thank you. Thank you so much to Mandy. Let us know how that goes. You have a professional here helping you. Another professional. I'm trying to see where I want to go next. Okay. How about some anal play for him? Emily, I've been listening for a year and a half and I love your show. While there's a lot of info in your episodes and site on anal sex, I have a few questions about anal play for men. What do I do? LOL. I'm not talking about springing it on an unsuspecting partner. The one I have in mind, in his 30s as well, has expressed interest in all things butt related and even had me give him a rim job once before, but that was months ago and it's never come up again. I'm interested in exploring down there, but I guess I'm a bit afraid of one, starting something I can't finish, and two, that the approach would be inappropriate slash insulting since he's a guy and guys are sometimes weird about their back doors. I'd love some tips on how to get started and what exactly I should be doing down there orally and manually. And in the event things get too uncomfortable for me, how do I dial back on the anal play without creating an awkward moment since he's so generous and attentive with the roles reversed? Thanks for your advice. And my intensity is my favorite purchase from last year. Monique, age 30, Nevada. Hey, Monique, we'll get to that in a minute, but the intensity is great too. It's a, it's from In Control. It's the Kegel exerciser that uses gentle electrostimulation, and your Kegel muscles just get worked up. But yours probably are like Kegels of steel. I'm just saying it's really cool. And she loved it. So Monique, I'm so glad you love the intensity. It's a really cool product. Okay. So anal play for men. Do you hear what she's saying?
I hear what she's saying, but did it sound like, didn't he already mention it once?
Yeah, he likes it, but she doesn't know what to do when she gets down there. Oh. She gave him a room job, so she licked around.
Okay.
But she's like, what do I do orally, manually? How do I get
sounds like she needs to get like a strap on.
Okay, well, right? What about pre-strap?
Pre-strap on? I mean, most guys that I know that are into like anal play, like they like getting fucked with strap-ons more so than just like
a finger and right. Stuff,
you know?
But you're, okay.
I guess I know a lot of extreme people.
You do.
It's like either but strap no, on or no anal at all.
Right. Exactly. But let's go back to the beginning. Yeah. Maybe early on before the strap-ons. Like I'm thinking, first of all, for guys, I think that using lube is very important.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for any anal play.
You got to use lube. I love that you gave him a rim job. You could use your fingers and start to warm up. You should always, like, if he hasn't had a lot of anal play, you haven't. Again, you could use your fingers. You could use your mouth. You could start with just like one finger going inside. You haven't even done this in a while, Brad. You're just like, strap on. But you put a finger inside, test it out.
I like licking, you know.
Yeah.
But it depends. Does he want her to do it? Like, does he want her to dominate him? Or does he just into, you know, like there's two different kinds of guys. There's some guys that really want to be dominated.
What does it say? She says, he's expressed interest in all things butt related.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
he wants a strap on.
What about getting a butt plug?
I think he's like, yeah, right?
Have you ever used a butt plug on a guy?
I've never used a butt plug on a guy.
Okay. Yeah. So, you could use a butt plug. You could get some silicone, any lube, doesn't matter. But put it in, and you could like slowly put that inside of him and see how that feels. I would have an arsenal of toys by you. This is what I would do. Monique, I would get a butt plug. I would get like lube, of course, and I would maybe if you want to buy like a strap on, but that's kind of a big investment if she's not sure she's going to be into it. So, and I always say start slow, like start with your fingers and put your fingers inside you. It's kind of like the come hither motion when you put your, like, it's like looking for the G spot.
Right.
Because what we want to get to is the prostate.
I guess some guys.
Yeah.
Who enjoys a lot of anal sex, I don't really like fingers in my butt that
much. No, really?
Know?
What do you like? You just like penises. I'm like, what do you like in your butt?
Penises or toys, you know, smooth, like glass toys feel really good in
right,
your butt.
Like a dildo.
You
know, that's
nice,
true.
Nice smooth toys.
Right.
They make these anal toys that have like all these ridges and stuff on there. I'm like, why'd they do that?
For the nerve endings.
Oh.
Because they pull them out like anal beads and stuff when you pull them out and they like go on the nerve endings on the outside.
I like the, you know, just
glass dildos
the
or glass, something.
Yeah, just a long
with a flared edge. Yeah. Yeah, make sure everything that you use has a flared edge. And she's just nervous that it's going to be uncomfortable. And how do you dial back on the anal play? You flip him over and give a blowjob.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he's not going to be bummed out.
Guys don't say that stuff unless they know they're into it.
Right.
So he might be playing with a butt plug, like, on his own at home.
I think
waiting
so,
waiting for you to do it.
And you could ask him. There's also the Black Pearl by Vibratex. There's this really cool prostate toy. Because he might want to, like, really, the reason why men are into it is they really can feel amazing, the P-spot.
Yeah.
Like, for men, they get amazing orgasms. And for some guys, you could experiment by giving him a blowjob and then sticking your finger, like, with some lube inside of his butt and just see how it feels, like, your middle finger, your first, like, I'm sure he's going to love that. Or when he's about to orgasm, you could try that. And if you want to try some toys, if you're not ready to invest, because strap-on is kind of an investment.
It is. I mean, or...
But I would say go buy one. I've got it on my website.
Sensation if you just bought a
butt plug,
a dildo,
right? Your finger, lube. And then again, if it gets awkward for you, just stop. Like, he's going to be happy that you even tried. And then you just keep going with sex. Give him a blowjob. Remember, you have to clean up. Like, if you kissed him or used your fingers, wash your hands. wash, rinse your mouth out, and then you can resume regular like oral play or whatever. But just don't go back and forth.
It sounds like he opened the door. She's just got to walk in.
So we were looking for some stuff on the site that
he wants it.
He wants it. So I would say ask him too.
A guy does not say that.
They do not. They do not throw.
My husband has never ever said, "Hey, maybe you should go down there," because it's just not.
You just do it when he's not paying attention.
No, I don't do it on him. Yeah, right. But it's like guys that want that, they want that.
Right.
You know.
So yeah, I love this. And Monique, here's the thing: you don't have to figure this all out on your own. If he's open to it, you guys, why don't you go to a sex toy store together or go shopping on my website? I have a shop with Emily tab and search anal and say like, would that be fun? And then you guys could start talking about it. I also have. I know I do have a lot of stuff on my site, but. When I looked at things, funny enough, we've got Joanna Angel's anal sex seminar from the first time you were on my show in 2013. That's what we called the podcast.
Oh, cool.
Because we must have talked a lot about it then.
Yeah, people always love to ask about it.
And then we have Welcome to Anal Sex Month. We've got called The Good, The Bad, and The Butt Plugs. This is all on the website. So I think this is pretty helpful for you, Monique. Let us know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Another email. Okay. Okay. Hi, Emily. Thanks so much for your podcast. It's really opened my eyes to how I can improve my sex life and it's beginning.
Okay.
I have lube now plus the intensity. Wow. Everyone loves the intensity and another vibrator. You'd be proud. My question for you is it takes me forever to orgasm, even when I'm highly, highly aroused, super well lubricated on my own. And in my house, it usually takes me over half an hour. Recently, I was out about and my vagina decided it was go time. By the time I finished my chores and got home 3 hours later, I was almost demented by desire. I thought I'd be able to knock a quick one out with a vibrator, but nope, it still took me 40 minutes to orgasm. It was amazing, but sheesh, I'm so jealous of people who have a quickie with themselves. I've tried different fantasies, different toys, touching myself in different ways. I even watched porn, which I didn't like at all. I am married and the subject of sex with my husband should be another question, but it's not sex with him that is the issue. I really want to explore myself, find out what I like. It's sex with myself and I want to know about it. Help me with a quickie, please. Thank you again. You're awesome. Jenny, age 44, Australia. I think that it's because you're trying so hard. You're overthinking it. You're really inside of your head. I feel like you've tried everything, but when you have this end goal, you're like, okay, I got the porn on. I've got the lube. I got the toys. It's not happening. You got to just dial it back and say, you know what? It's not going to happen maybe for a little bit, but I'm just going to give myself time to explore my body and figure out even if you don't have an orgasm right away.
Yeah.
And sometimes
it takes me a while to come sometimes. I actually got very annoyed like the other day because I was like doing one of my OnlyFans masturbation shows and I'm like masturbating and then like my husband's in the other room and I'm just like doing my thing and then he just like comes in and interrupts me and he sticks like his fingers inside me and like I came in like 2 seconds. I'm like, how are you so much better at this than me? I don't know.
That's so hot.
Yeah, it was.
Can people go see that on your website right now?
Yeah, they can see it on my OnlyFans page, OnlyFans.com.
He just walked in and did that?
He just walked in. Like, it was almost like he was getting frustrated by the amount of time that I was taking. Like, he was, like, looking at me.
And you have people watching.
I know. And it was really funny. So he just came in and, like, finished the job for me. And I was like, how can you do that faster than me?
Did you say that on the thing?
Yeah, I did. And we started fighting about it. And it was, like, really funny.
You guys are cute. I want to go on your OnlyFans site.
It was really funny.
Show it to me. Okay, wait, but Jenny, here's the deal, sweetie. I feel like first of all, I love that you're all about.
It's normal.
It's totally normal.
It takes me a really long time to come. Because a lot of times it's because you're distracted.
Yeah, I feel like you're distracted. You're saying you've got to get your chores done. I mean, I'm sure it sounds like you've kids going, you know, you've got a busy life. And I'm wondering if you're turning off your phone, if you really have alone time. Wait, hold on. Finish. I will show you a minute. If you really have alone time, if you're locking your door, if you're turning your phone off, if you're really like in the mindset, and for you, you said you watch porn. Was it for 2 seconds? Because if you're just like, I'm touching, I've got the porn, I've got the toys. It's like,
I'm
exhausted. I couldn't do all those things. And I feel like breath is really important. So if you find that your mind is going a million places, you could kind of like take your breath down and bring it back into your body, breathe deep into your pelvic floor. You said that you're using the intensity. I got to say, for my Kegels, I now have Kegels of steel because of the intensity. And when you use the intensity, 15 minutes, 10 minutes a day, it uses gentle electrostimulation. I use it as like a meditation time. Like I just lay back and it does it. And you have to make sure with that you're breathing deep into your pelvic floor, like all the way down. And I feel like if you do that, Jenny, if you learn to move your breath throughout your body and focus on that, you're going to have more orgasms.
Yeah.
So I just feel like you've clearly have way too much going on. You showed this in your email, and you're going to be able to orgasm if you just dial it back, don't have all the expectations, breathe more. And also, I'm just going to make sure you're not on any medications, birth control, antidepressants. Those could all make it really difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to show me?
Oh.
Your boyfriend fingering you?
No.
Husband? Sorry.
It was a funny little thing.
Damn.
From my, well, yeah, he was going down on me.
I wish that I could masturbate and someone would just come in my house and finish it.
Oh, here's from my OnlyFans page. It's me drinking coffee while he goes down on me.
Is that your husband?
Yeah.
That's oh my God.
We made a little GIF out of
it. It's like every morning at your house. That's
yeah,
because
I was like drinking coffee and I was like sitting there and doing one of my OnlyFans cam shows, and he came in and he's like, "What are you doing?" And
that
I'm
is
like,
so
he's
cute.
Like, "Are your fans literally just watching you drink coffee?" I'm like, "I'm drinking my coffee and then I'm gonna masturbate." And he's like, "Let me help you." And then he went down on me while I drank the coffee.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really funny.
That's a good time.
There you go.
Oh my God, that's cute, so funny. It's on our Twitter.
Go on my Twitter, at Joanna Angel.
That is so funny. Yeah,
it's very funny.
Oh my God, you are hilarious.
My not safe
I love
for
your
work
life.
Twitter.
There's no masturbation in your house at all. No. No, no, no people work for you because there's already too much sex going on. Okay, should we?
And look at that. That one was fun. I'm getting lifted up by a woman. I had a threesome on camera in my newest movie, which I think I should give you a copy.
Yeah.
It hasn't come out yet. Well, it's online now. I should give you a copy because you would like it more than anybody else. It is called Jews Love Black Cock. And it's all Jewish girls in the movie. Oh my God.
Shut up.
It is. Yeah,
no. Is that... Yeah, yeah, I see that. She looks like our sister in the middle.
Yeah,
you and
it's
I can
true.
Be related. Who's she?
It is.
Oh my God.
Abella Danger, a very famous Jewish porn
wow.
star. So she's a like a thick, like a very thick, you know, bigger girl. And she lifted me up while the
I know you
handsome went. Black guy fucked me in the ass.
I'm obsessed with Jews, the black cock.
You should watch
I
Jews
send
Love
Black
Cock. I want to get a special, I need a special review from you of Jews Love
yeah,
Black Cock.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Where does it come
Somebody
out?
Somebody tried to tell me, oh, that's offensive. I'm like, what's
well,
offensive?
Well, I could see getting like 8 million yeah. emails right now, people offensive, but.
But whatever. I mean, I'm Jewish.
It's a parody. Right, we're Jewish. I can't say, I don't discriminate against cocks. Like, I like black. I've liked, I've liked, you know. White, curvy.
But in this particular movie, we focused
brown.
On one kind.
Is there a plot?
Yeah, it's like, it's my own kind of parody of Fiddler on the Roof. A rabbi hires me. I call myself in the movie Joanna Angelstein. And a rabbi hires me to marry off his $3.
I just spit my water everywhere. Okay,
yeah,
what?
His $3 are getting old. Like, I don't know. Did you watch Fiddler on the Roof
yes,
growing
course.
Up? Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
So a rabbi hires me. His $3 are getting old, and he really needs them to marry rich Jewish men. He's worried it's not going to happen, and I'm a matchmaker, and I'm hired to find them rich Jewish men, and they keep rejecting what I find for them, and they...
And then they're like, just
they're
bring
like,
in the black cock.
Yeah, they find, yeah, a distraction, which is the black cock. And then, of course, by the end of the movie, I decide that I like black cock, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, had you already decided that before?
I had made that decision. But in the movie.
Right. No,
in the movie,
it's
it was
gonna
a...
Be, it's, the Jews
the
are going to love
I
it.
I decided
it's,
that.
Too bad Passover's over. We could have
yeah,
launched it at Passover
yeah,
time.
Yeah, well, I did put the first scene on my website.
On Passover.
On Passover, yeah. So you can find the scenes online.
There's so many different ways to celebrate
but
the
it'll
holiday.
Be on DVD soon. But I should give you a special
Please,
copy.
Please, I would love it.
And I think you would actually have a really good time watching it. And,
Do you
grow up pretty religious? Or I
no.
grew up... Oh, okay. I grew up really religious.
Really?
So there's
oh,
a
I
lot
grew-
of very...
No. Did yeah. your, so, no. Are your parents still religious?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't grow up religious, but, you know,
yeah.
Hanukkah did that. So,
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Temple.
So there's a lot
oh,
of...
Oh, wow. You grew up... Wow.
I grew up really
okay.
religious. Okay.
So they're happy, your parents.
Yeah.
Okay. They're thrilled with that. They're like, at least she's getting back to her Judaism.
I know.
We're so glad. She's finally
practicing
Judaism.
Because there's so many things. I literally took quotes that my mom said and said them in the movie. There would be times when I was writing the script and I would just like call my mom and like listen to her talk and I would like write down exactly what she was saying. I wish I could show it to her, but I can't show it to her.
She wouldn't be into that.
No, she wouldn't be into it.
That's hilarious. She was there. Mom,
you
really inspired me.
You inspired me. And my Joanna Angelstein character.
Joanna Angelstein. Finally, she's going back to the Steen.
It's true.
I'm so glad she gave up the Steen.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've got to see it. I'm
anyway,
so happy
I'll send
for you.
You'll
Joanna.
Get a kick out of it.
Okay. It's a DVD, like literally?
It's going to be on DVD.
People
soon.
Do that.
It's
people
online.
Are buying DVDs?
some people do.
They should. I don't mean that. I mean, like, yeah.
And then also people, you know, you can subscribe to the movie online.
No, but they could buy it on your site.
Yeah,
as
they could
well.
Buy it on my website.
Right.
Yeah.
But we still called it like a movie coming out of DVD.
You call it a movie, yeah.
But I'm saying they could easily.
Yeah, they can pay watch for it on burningangel.com.
Burningangel.com. Okay. I think that's all we got time for. I think
I'm sorry. I diverted.
No, it was amazing.
Stop talking about masturbation. I mean, should
we do. Unless we want to do one more email. Okay. Guess what?
We're all
one
over
more,
the place.
Because we're amazing. No, this is what this happens.
This is what we do.
If you guys like Emily and Joanna, we've done a lot of different shows together.
Yes.
So check it out.
We have.
I don't know why you didn't invite me to that porn, though.
I should have given you a non-sex role in that movie.
Yeah. I'd be like, Mom, look at it. My mom would like it. She actually got a kick out of it.
I should have given you. Next one. You know, it's getting a pretty good response. So I'm
sure.
I do want to make a sequel.
It's a popular subject matter that you've tapped into. Okay, cock and Judaism. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years and he's very vanilla. The sex is amazing, but it's just maybe 2 to 3 times a month. There's very minimal foreplay. He's gone down to me twice in 2 years. I love giving and receiving oral and making out and all those things. When I ask him to do certain things, he does, but only when I ask. The only thing that seems to stimulate him is when I do anal play, which I really enjoy. There's lots of anal on the show. I wear a butt plug and the sex is way hotter. So my question is, how do I get him to do the things I like as well as the things he likes? Thanks, Emily. I love the show. I'm a huge fan. Alicia, 26, Orange County. So here's the question. He likes anal. She has anal. She likes anal, but she wants him to go down on her. He's gone down twice in 2 years. She wants foreplay. She wants the things that a lot of women want. And he's just not coming around to it. And I've been there. I don't know if you've been there. Probably not, Joanna, but I've been with guys who are great and they're not into, they don't understand foreplay. They don't even like performing oral. Like they've actually said that. And it's hard to get a guy to change his behavior of what he's already known or what he's already been doing. And so Lisa, if you really like this, I mean, he's vanilla.
Yeah, that was weird because she said, my husband's very, or was it boyfriend? Whatever.
Yeah,
He's very vanilla, but our sex life is amazing, but we never have sex. It was like a very...
Exactly. Do you realize
like
that people...
all over the place. Yeah,
and you're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And so it's interesting because you're like, the sex is amazing, but it's 2 to 3 times a month. So when you have it, it's amazing. But then also when you're having it, you want more oral, you want more foreplay, which means that you're a completely normal, typical woman. It's not just a suggestion. It's actually a requirement.
But he likes anal play.
He likes, he likes to have anal sex with her.
Right.
Or she likes putting a butt plug in, it feels good. But she wants, and you're saying you want him to do what you, basically getting your partner to get on board with what you want. Like you were saying earlier in the show with your now husband, you taught him what you liked.
Yeah.
Now, I also knew
what I liked at that point. You know,
right. But it sounds like that. So Alicia, let's say she just wants him to go down on her more. How would you handle that?
Just push his head down.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm sorry. I'm the worst person. Sometimes me and sex educators.
But
I'm
it works.
Like, I say everything that you're not supposed to say.
No, but that's one way. If it's not happening, maybe he wants you to tell him. Because here's
say
the thing.
It, baby, eat my pussy. No, who's going to say no to that?
Well, right.
You know.
I feel like here's the thing that.
So what, he's just sticking it right in.
I think so. And that's not okay either because you need to be turned on.
She's got
to
be turned on, yeah.
And so I think you just can tell him that, when we have sex, it's amazing. I'm thinking about you all the time because she wants it more than he's doing it. It's only 2 to 3 times a month. And then you can let him know that, like, I think, like, when you go down to me, it's the biggest turn on. And, like, I want you to do that next time I see you. Or when you're doing it, be like, God, I've been thinking, here's the thing. Next time you're fooling around, I'm cutting myself off. Next time you're fooling around, Lisa, say to him, when you guys are making out, be like, I've been thinking about you going down to me all day or all week. I would love, that'd be so hot right now. And then see what he does. Have him go down there. Maybe you need to tell him several times. We often think we have these conversations with our partners once, twice, and they're going to change their behavior. And it takes a long time to change behavior. And maybe the way you told him that you needed more in the past did not work. I'm assuming you've talked to him about this before. If you haven't, then you just got to say it. Like, I'm not going to, like, it's best to do it. And like, I love having sex with you. Things are amazing. And it'd be awesome to have more foreplay. I need it to be turned on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope he likes oral sex because he's only done it twice in 2 years. If he says, that's not my jam, I'm not into it, you have your answer. Right. I broke up with the guy because of that. I mean, there was other things, but that was kind of a main thing. He wasn't really concerned with my pleasure, learning about it.
Yeah.
He, you
that
know.
Doesn't sound...
No. So to me, this would be a deal breaker. But if you love this guy...
Yeah, get excited about getting her off, you know? And right. she has to be excited about getting him off, too.
Exactly.
You know?
And she loves it. She says she loves giving and receiving oral, and she asks him, okay, here's the crux of it, and then we're going to go, when I ask him to do certain things, but only when she asks. So she wants to be able to...
Yeah, it's annoying. You don't want to have to ask every single time. Right. You want him to want to do it. It right. makes you feel
So I would ask
weird.
Him every time you have sex, and yeah. then see if he brings it
just,
up on his
own. You know, try to give hints. You could try to give just...
That's true.
Just physical hints. You know?
Right. You could give hints, or you could, like,
Every
you could drop
knows.
Things.
You're making out with a guy, and he sticks his finger down there, and then you just kind of lightly push. They know what they're supposed to do.
They don't all know.
They don't know.
Or they just
like
don't.
Like a sign, an arrow?
I don't know. Yeah, you could put an arrow.
Beep, beep.
Totally. Like a neon light yeah. or something. You could send him a text. Everyone's on the phone anyway. I'd be like, babe, yeah, go down. I feel like you might have to tell him every time if he's not. Or when you guys are out together, when you're like out to dinner or you're doing something, you can be like, babe, our sex is great. I feel like every time we're together, I'm asking you for... Yeah. For like,
he might get really uncomfortable if you bring it up like outside the bedroom.
Well, yeah. I always feel like sometimes in the bedroom can make him super anxious yeah. about it. Because you're, I don't know, we're going in circles. Yeah. I feel like now we could.
Yeah.
If you're tired of asking him every single time, I get it. But maybe if you just make sure that you do that, eventually he's going to get it. If he doesn't, you can just tell him, like, I need you to go down to me more when you're out next. I'm just thinking, like, you're on a road trip, you're having breakfast. You could be like, let's talk about our sex life. Is there some things you've been wanting to try? And then he'll ask you, and you could both share. Like, I just love when you go down to me. That's what I fantasize about when I masturbate. Just, like, mm-hmm. let him know how much important it is
Or when
you.
He does it, tell him it's good.
You yeah, know? Like, that
People
was
don't
amazing.
Like to do things they're not good
right.
at, you know?
Right. Tell him it's great. Tell him you yeah. love it. Tell him why you loved it. Tell him you appreciate yeah. it.
I didn't like giving blowjobs till I knew I was like okay at it. I used right. to stress about it because I was
really?
Like, I don't know what to do down there. You know, I didn't know. I had no idea what
God,
to
that's
do.
That's another show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
Yeah.
But then once I got, you know, decent at it,
right.
I was like,
that's true.
This
You're
is
like,
fun.
Give me a blowjob. It dicks
People
around,
like
give
doing what they're good at.
It's true. It's true.
Once no. you start getting the good response, like, oh my God, yeah. Then you're like, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's a good feeling.
So maybe he's not getting that
That's
reaction.
True. He's younger too. I think
yeah.
guys in their 20s, they,
yeah.
I don't know, not all guys, but many men, they just need more vaginas to practice on.
They might need some more. Yeah.
So, and you might want to give him some tip. Yeah, that's good. Give him positive feedback and then let him know what you like specifically. Yeah. So good luck, Alicia from Orange County. Thank you for emailing. Thank you, Joanna Angel.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
Thank you. This is so much fun.
I know. I love this. And everyone can find you at Joanna Angel.
Yeah.
It's all on
can
the website.
You can find it at burningangel.com, joannaangel.com, and onlyfans.com/joannaangel. And yeah, follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram.
We're going to put some stuff on Instagram here. We're going to do a little video on my Instagram now. Oh, the other thing I want to tell you all is that I'm going to be on May 20th. I'm going to be at Wanderlust. Have you ever been to Wanderlust Cafe in Hollywood? It's so cool. It's a yoga studio, cafe, spiritual center. They're having intimacy and sexuality symposium. It's all day May 20th. I would love you to be there. And I think if you use the code SEXYTIME, you can get 25% off tickets. There's a great panel all day long of sex educators, sex people. You're going to love this. I'd love to meet you all. So I will see you there. Joanna, thank you so much. You rock.
Yay.
And thank you to my whole team. I really appreciate you all. Thanks to my listeners. Thank you to Ken, Helena, producer Lark, Jamie, Michael. And thank you to everybody for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.